Nearly 2 million people were laid off from their jobs in 2003, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. One of them was the husband of commentator Firuza Duma.
As senior director of engineering at a startup, my husband received a whopping 2-week severance pay. Instead of looking for another job, he decided to pursue his dream of starting his own software company. After 15 years of working for others in the corporate world, he decided his time had come. Pursuing dreams involves money. Our only means of acquiring funds was to take out a second mortgage. Faced with taking the biggest financial risk of our lives, my husband asked for my blessing. There I was, a risk-averse person, especially when it comes to finances, having to decide whether my husband should return to being a cog in a wheel or pursue his passion. I am, in theory, always for people pursuing their dreams. I even have a coffee mug that says that. But it's different when financing that dream might mean you lose your house. Should you follow that tiny voice within when you have a mortgage and 2 kids? Blame it on living in Silicon Valley, a place where the American dream seems so possible. But I decided to give my husband my blessing. Maybe if we lived in, say, Poughkeepsie, I would have said, "What's wrong with being a cog in a wheel? It comes with health insurance." We eventually agreed on a number, an amount of debt that we could live with. Once we amassed that much debt, he would have to abandon his dream and look for a real job, one with benefits. My husband and his partner made out a business plan, and they went for it. I had never seen the man so happy. He woke up every day full of excitement. Despite the long hours, he was never in a bad mood. I suddenly realized how much he had hated his jobs in the past. They built a product and were invited to Japan and China to talk to some bigwigs. They elicited interest from several major companies and hired 4 engineers. They even had shirts with their own logo. At the 6-month point, we reached that magic number, that amount of debt that we had agreed not to exceed. My husband did not yet have funding, but things were more complicated now. He had a product that people loved. He just needed more money to keep going. Several venture capitalists expressed serious interest in the later stages of investing. But for my husband to get to that later stage, we'd have to borrow more money. Something about this whole experience made us feel like gamblers. We were contemplating crossing a line that we had drawn ourselves. Were we being irresponsible parents? I wouldn't want to be the one to explain to our kids why we have to move if the venture fails, but what if we succeed and our children finally get college accounts? We decided to go for it. We know that there are only 2 possible outcomes to our tale. We are either visionaries or fools. We choose to believe it's still possible for 2 unknowns with a great idea to make it in Silicon Valley, and we're willing to bet the house on it.
Firuza Duma lives in Palo Alto, California. She's the author of Funny in Farsi, a memoir of growing up Iranian in America.